I think the biggest significance of it for me is what a great impact it had on us as Africans, especially from an urban recreational perspective, with their example of how like they adjusted to it. But I think the most amazing thing about the African American music, starting with Louis Armstrong, who brought it from New Orleans up the river to Chicago and then to the world, and he brought with him Duke Ellington and Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald and Ma Rainey and you name it. The effect it had on the world was so amazing, because not only did people all over the world in urban areas embrace it, but they also like learned how to play it. South Africa, I think, was the biggest practitioner of African-American music excellence outside of America. But what it did is that it showed the world that people of African origin had an excellence, not only that was outstanding, but that was to be emulated and imitated. So not only did it loosen up the world, but it really brought a form of recreation for urban living that is imitated and emulated all over the world. And I think the only people who are least aware of that is Africans themselves.
Why is it so?
Well, because I think everything that has had African origin, out of like, guilty slavery, etc., African heritage has always been kept back, and it has been countered with everything from grooming through religion, education, politics, advertisement, etc. Everything that has to do with African heritage and culture has been relegated to the dustbin of being primitive, of being pagan, of being heathen, of being backward. As African peoples, we actually bought it, and we try and imitate other cultures. So as a result, we have lost heritage to the point where if we don't have heritage restoration, our grandchildren, when they ask them who they are, they're going to say, they say we used to be Africans long ago, which is what African Americans already say, you know, to a great extent. The miracle is that African Americans eventually agreed to put African into their names, because the Western world was very much against that. It was not that the Western world has a conscience about what they did to Africans that is so fearful that, first of all, they don't want them to get together. And then second, they don't want them to know or think that they have anything to do with Africa. And as a result, the African people all over the world have been subdivided, not only subdivided, but also have been like manipulated into conflict with each other. And one of the only unifying elements in their lives is music.
I'm always curious, Prahu, about jazz. What does it mean?
Jazz means to make love. Jazz came out of jazz joints. And jazz joints was where many people went. I don't know if you've heard of what they call ragtime music. Well, ragtime is that time of the month for women. So they call it ragtime music because that's where the guys used to go when the old ladies had the rag on. And jazz came from brothels, which were called jazz joints. So that's where the word originates from. I've never heard Louis Armstrong or Dizzy Gillespie or Coltrane or Miles Davis or Louis Jordan or Ellis say I sing jazz or I play jazz. They just said it was music. So it's a media word, just like all the other words. Now there's like urban brown, urban evening, urban contemporary. There's all kinds of categories. They have to do with sales.
And of course, you have what is called South African jazz.
That's what they call it, you know. I'm not into categories because I've been a musician since I was a child, and I came from a country that was so musically pregnant that the categories are endless. But when we grew up, music was just music. Everybody had a gramophone, and we absorbed like sponges, whatever we could. But there's nothing that we absorb more than African-American music beside our own.
UNESCO says that jazz helps to foster a unity and understanding among peoples. How does it do that?
African-American music has been a major catalyst in like putting Africans internationally together. In the Caribbean, with the Latino people, it's called salsa. In Trinidad, they call it soca. Reggae, it was calypso. Samba, but it's all like basically all has its origins from so-called jazz, because these are all African peoples.